So I'm joined by Rose Gentle, whose son Gordon Gentle was killed in the Iraq War. We're about to get this Chilcot Inquiry report published this morning, 7 years after Gordon Brown called for it to be looked into. Are you hopeful, Rose?
To be honest, I think there will be a lot of things held back in the report that we would like to know, but I don't think we'll get the full report. I don't think it'll cover the full Iraq inquiry.
Despite the fact that we're promised it's 2.6 million words and they've taken witness statements from 150 people, you don't think you're going to get answers?
I think they might put a few things in, but I don't think the truth will actually come out in the full report. I think a lot of things will be held back from us.
And what things do you think will be held back specifically?
I think a lot of things with the meetings with Tony Blair and George Bush, things like that will be held back, and the reason why we actually did go into Iraq. I think a lot of stuff like that that we won't find out.
What makes you think that then?
I don't think they want to actually point the finger at Tony Blair, but in our eyes we know that he has made a lot of mistakes in sending our boys to there. He's never apologised. When we've written the inquiry, he says he would do it again, but he has never actually apologised to any of the families for the loss of their loved ones, no.
And of course we've got Alex Salmond saying that he should be tried for war crimes in Scotland. Is that something that you back, that sort of stance?
If anything comes out this inquiry and we can take him to court, I would, yeah. And I think a lot of the families would as well.
What were your main concerns about your son going to Iraq and what happened to him?
I think I was like every other family at first when he says weapons of mass destruction. We thought, right, well, he's in the army, that's his job, he'll need to go. But I was kind of, I really didn't want him to go, but as I said, it was his job. But after that, the more when he got killed and the more we heard about it, why they went in and then all the different changes, that's when the family started questioning.
And as far as you're aware, there were no weapons of mass destruction, and that's been proven out?
Well, it's been proven now there was no weapons of mass destruction, so that was another lie that he's come out with. And when you actually hear some of the scripts why he went to America and all the false claims, that's another thing that got us thinking.
How does it make you feel, 7 years now we've been waiting for this report, how do you feel now about it about to be published and you're about to go into a room in London and learn what it says?
Nervous, but I'm actually glad the days came, because if we can find out what's in that report, then we can sort of move on, see whether our questions have been answered.
Mm-hmm. How has it been waiting for it all these 7 years to get that, some of the answers published then? How's it been for you as a family?
It's been a nightmare, actually, waiting on it coming out, because we've been told it was coming out, then it was getting cancelled. So we've just constantly been let down, but now it's here, we're actually glad it's going to come out.
Do you believe it's actually happening now?
To tell the truth, right up to we got the letters, everybody keeps saying, no, it's going to be cancelled again. We'll wait to see till we get the final documents. Once we got the final documents, we knew it was going to go ahead.
And what's the mood amongst all the rest of the families? I know you've kept in touch with them over the years. Are they as sort of feeling less positive as you are?
Yeah, I think a lot of the families think the same. They're anxious to get it out, but a lot of the families think some of it's going to be whitewashed out and we'll never really get the full truth.
How does that make you feel as a parent then, who lost your child just as a teenager, a 19-year-old in the war, that you might not get the answers you were hoping for?
It does get you angry, because you think, well, it was my son, I've got a right to know everything that happened. As I said, we can understand the security risk when it comes to the forces, but when it comes to Tony Blair with his meeting and saying that he was going in, we need to know all that, so we don't think that anything like that should be hid back from us.
Of course, there are accusations that the British Army weren't properly resourced as well, and that could have contributed to the amount of deaths. Is that something you believe that will be covered, you know, thoroughly in this probe?
We hope so. We hope the commitment-wise and the Land Rovers get covered in this, because they snatch Land Rovers definitely weren't much good for being in Iraq. And so I think that should be brought up as well. I say you can't, it's not the forces' fault that they had them, they issued them, but I think they should be brought up.
Is that something you think about every single day?
Well, it was 12 years last week, so yeah, it's constantly on your mind. You go to your bed, it's on your mind, open your eyes and it's on your mind. And it's a lot more because this inquiry is coming up.
And does that make it harder for you then, this scene?
It does make it harder, because you're seeing clips in the news, Iraq, and some of the snatched Land Rovers being blown up, so it does bring everything all back to you again. Not that it'll ever leave you, but that makes it worse when you're seeing it.
Do you think about them every day?
Every day. Every day and every minute, yeah.
And do you think now, you know, the age you'd be at, you'd be settled down, having family and kids, does it make you think all those sort of things could have been happening for him right now?
Many a time I've thought, I wonder if Gordon would be married. How many kids would it have been? Would it look like him? Would it have the dark skin like Gordon? It's just questions that get through your head and you try to picture them, but it's hard to picture them.
Mm-hmm. That must be so sad for you as a mother, because this is his life gone.
Yeah, he was only 19. He never had much of life to really go out and socialise and meet somebody and have kids. So, to say it's something you try to picture, but you try to picture it, but you can't really picture it.
And do you feel angry towards the army as well, or is it really just the government?
I blame the government because Tony Blair, actually, because if he hadn't said he was getting into Iraq, Gordon would have still been here. So I point my finger at him.
And what about the British Army? Have they been helpful to you and your family over the years? Have they given you support after what happened?
Yeah, they've been absolutely fantastic. We've had two liaison officers and, yep, they're fine. Even the veterans have been actually fine with us. Yeah, they've been great.
Okay. Well, I hope you get some of the answers that you're looking for on Wednesday morning. And that's for talking to me right now.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.